Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Dirty After Dark. I'm your boy, J. Flizzle J. Floyd. So for the next hour or so, you can sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Forget what you heard, but act like you know. So what's good, family? It's your boy, J. Flizzle J. Floyd. And it's been a minute. I've been gone for a while, but now I'm back. And I'm definitely going to give that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. It's that Touch Me, Tease Me Tuesday. 924 presents that Dirty After Dark. I think I'm on my 43rd, 44th show. It's so many shows, I don't even know. But I'm definitely going to give you that rough, rugged, and raw. So hope everybody's been doing well. Hope everybody's in good spirits. I know I have. It's been pretty good. Things have been going well. Your boy has been, I think I talked to my friends, my families, and my freaks online and on the radio show. The last time I did a show was right around my birthday. I believe it was right around my birthday, September 24th, 924, you know. It gave me a lot of chance to reflect. Your boy's getting a little older, a little wiser. I'm more hip to the game, as the old heads would say. And I'm just, finding peace and solitude and tranquility. You know, basically I'm not out there running them streets like I used to when I was in my 20s and 30s, you know. I'm more laid back black, as they like to say. So I'm chilling. And the past couple of weeks have been good. I've been fiending. I'm not going to lie to you, fam. I have been fiending to get on the mic, but I want it to be the right time, the right place, the right moment, and I believe this is. So I just want to say thank y'all for being so goddamn patient, and that's why I love y'all. So we're going to get it in. A lot of things I want to talk about. I'm going to jump into, of course, relationships. I'm going to jump into, you know, men and insecurities. I'll talk about what men want, what men like. Then I'll get into some of the things that we like to do for fun as far as trips and relationships like that. Talk about how a man of color, how to love a black man and how to love a black woman. And then I'll end it with a little bit of, you know, my third segment. I always like to get it in with a little sex. A lot of sex, not a little. So without further ado, I'll jump into some of my topics that I want to talk about. And, you know, I like to, as I'm doing research, and for all y'all don't know, for all my new listeners, I like to break it out into three segments, you know, the good, the bad, and just the straight out raunchy. So, you know, the beginning show is just like an intro, like a little feeler, then we get a little deeper, and then we get deep. So just little things that off the top of my head, off the top of the dome that I've noticed and read and observed, things going on and what's going on in life. You know, this is the time of year. There's cuffing season, if y'all don't know. This is handcuffing season. This is when all the everybody wants to be booed up. You know, it's getting cold. I'm here in the A. It's going to be dropping down into the low 50s, the high 40s. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up a month from, it's going to be a month from now. So nobody wants to be lonely for Christmas. Nobody wants to be lonely for the holidays. So folks are trying to get booed up. So myself, I noticed that some, let's just say, previous friends have started to hit me up out the blue. I ain't lying, family. You know, I keep it rough, rugged, and raw. Keep it 100 with y'all. So all of these past acquaintances be hitting a brother out the blue. It's always around this time, from September to about November. You'll start to get these old ex-acquaintances hitting a brother up, talking about what's going on. I ain't heard from you. One in particular hit me up last week. I swear to God, I didn't even know her name. Her name was in my phone. It didn't have a picture attached to it or anything. Just hits me up, hey, what's going on? I'm like, who is this? She's like, this is such and such. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, who? You know, oh, I was thinking about you and wanted to say hi. I was like, oh, that's all good. I appreciate that. But we haven't chatted in 6 months. What's been going on with you for the past 6 months? And she was like, oh, well, I've been going through some things, but I thought you were on my mind. I said, well, thanks. But you hit a brother up 6 months later, talking about what's good. So, you know, it's cuffing season. Nobody wants to be lonely. But you know what? Sometimes, family, you got to learn to love yourself. And if that means being alone to find yourself, to better yourself, you might want to be by yourself. You know, that's my little PSA for the day. But family, you know, sometimes you got to be by yourself to better yourself. You don't always have to be booed up. It's a good thing to be booed up, but don't be booed up for the wrong reason. Okay? So, with that being said, let's jump into some topics, relationships and things of that nature. So, ladies, let's just say you are booed up. All right? Booed up, got your man, and he's holding it down, he's doing his thing. And you think you got a good man. Most men are, for the most part, with a few exceptions. They're decent men out there. But you want to know what makes a man fall in love. What makes a man go head over heels for a woman. And there are certain things a man needs to go through in a relationship for him to be completely head over heels in love with you. That's that I think I love her, and then it's I know I love her. You know, and as far as what a man's concerned, a man has to feel certain ways to fall in love with you. And one of them is the desire to protect. Men have always been protectors. Women have always been nurturers. The sheltering a woman from harm's way makes a man feel good. To protect, to be that rock, to be that shoulder to depend on, makes a man feel good. To know that he's wanted, he's appreciated, he's loved, he's respected, that makes a man feel good. Okay? When he can go out there and protect his household from the outside forces, foreign or domestic, it makes a man feel good. It feels good when a man can take charge. And then when you can thank him for what he's done. You know, come on, ladies. Every man wants to feel like he's Superman, whether it be inside or outside the bedroom. But it's always good to appreciate your man when he's trying to, you know, it's instinctive. He wants to take care of you. And we're not talking about sexually or financially, or he wants to take care of you from a standpoint of mental and physical. He wants to be that big, the big bear, the big cuddly bear, and protect you, because it's in our nature to protect what we love. You know, we protect what we love, and we will go to the ends of the earth to protect you. So that's just one thing. Also, ladies, we like when you give us a job. Now, hear me out when I say this. We don't particularly like your to-do list or your honey-do list or whatever that case may be. But if it means doing something manly, the grass needs to be cut, the car needs to be washed, the oil needs to be changed, the tire needs to be changed. If we can do it, we'll do it. If we can't physically do it, we'll take it to somebody who's going to make it done. But we don't have a problem stepping up to the plate and making that happen. We don't have a problem getting our hands dirty if you give us a task. You know, not everybody is Mr. Handyman, but what we can do is if we can't build it, we'll find somebody who can. If we can't fix it, we'll find somebody who can. So giving us tasks and allowing us to complete those tasks are ways, you know, that men feel important. We feel utilized. We feel appreciated. Another way to have a man to fall in love with you, or to when you know a man's in love with you, when you ask his opinion, everything from the best 401k to the best travel site to what's the newest music or sports or entertainment or politics or religion. When you ask a man's opinion, genuinely you're asking him his advice. You're asking for his leadership, his knowledge, his experience. And it really makes a man feel good. Okay? It's really a sexy thing when a woman asks for a man's opinion. Ladies, you need to do more of it. Hey, what do you think, baby? What's your opinion on this, baby? How do you feel about this situation? You know, I always get, you know, can I ask you a question? My response would be, can I give you an answer? So a man always want to feel that he's knowledgeable and worldly. And it challenges him to be knowledgeable and worldly. Even if he doesn't know the answer, the fact to say, let me look it up and I'll get back to you, it says a lot. All right? Here are some things, ladies, we don't appreciate. Okay? Here's some things that'll make us fall out of love. It's when you blow men off. Men hate the ideal of being tied down socially, So don't tie down occasional plans. Don't blow us off. Don't push us to the side. Don't make us feel non-important. Remember, men like to feel important. We have our egos as well, ladies. We like to have our freedom, and we like to not to be blown off. Give us our freedom. Let us hang out with our boys. Don't feel that we always have to be ball and chain. Now, granted, if you give us, the thing about it was that you'll give us enough rope to hang ourselves, but you know what, ladies, you're actually giving us enough rope so we'll know to come back home. By giving us that rope, you're giving us that direction to come back home. I know, mama, look, I ain't trying to mess with you. I ain't trying to mess with the next female because I know that mama has got that good at home. Give us that freedom. Men need to have that freedom. I'm about to say this. My homeboys don't take this offensively. But you know what? You got to let a dog roam so he can find his way home. I know, ladies, you're tripping out on that. But anyway, you have to give us our freedom. You have to give us our time to roam. Okay? Ladies, sometimes you have to reinvent yourself. You have to, you know, don't get me wrong. We loved you for who you are, and we love you for who you're going to be. But sometimes you got to switch it up. Don't want everybody to get complacent, you know. But you also got, and also another thing, respect a man's privacy. Respect his independence. Respect who he is. He was a strong, independent man before he met you. All you're going to do is make him a better man. A good woman makes a man 1,000 times better. You know, that's what makes a man wants to fall in love with a woman, knowing that, as the folks would say, that ride or die chick, knowing that you got his back through thick and thin. When he's at his lowest, you need to be at your strongest, the yin to his yang, you know, which I'm going to talk about later, the difference between soulmates and kindred spirits. Well, try to. Remind me if I don't. Hey, if you got any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, it's 347-857-3969. So, ladies, here's some other stuff, real pimp stuff. You know, if you really want to get to, really want to get this man to love you and to fall in love with you, sometimes you need to cater to him. You need to come home one day and you're dolled up. Didn't even tell him. Just come home, or he comes home one day and you're all dolled up. You're looking delicious for no reason. Just because I'm looking that way, just because of him. Just because of you, baby. When you tell a man I'm looking this way just because of you, oh, it changed. You got, ladies, you got to stroke our bravado, our ego, our machismo. Another thing that's really sexy, cook together. Cook together, ladies. You know, let's get in the kitchen. It's always sexy when two people get in the kitchen. And we're building something. We're making something. Hey, we don't have any problem building something in the bedroom. Let's build something in the kitchen. Okay? Sometimes, you know, it makes a man feel good sometimes. When you go to the grocery store and you bring him back his favorite, maybe his favorite drink, or his favorite chips, or his favorite this. I was thinking about you, baby. I brought back your favorite. We love that. Okay? So those are some things that you need to really look at, ladies, when you're trying to make a man fall in love with you, or you know when he's falling in love with you, because those are some of the signs that he gives you. He's willing to take risks, and he's willing to be that provider, and he's willing to, you know, give you his opinion, and you're willing to give him that privacy. Those are some wonderful things. Damn, I'm already pressed up against the break. I just started talking. Damn. It is what it is. Got to pay the bills. I'll be back. Take a quick commercial break, and I'll be back. I'll jump on this Rough, Rugged, and Raw, this 924, this Dirty After Dark, Tease Me Tuesday. Hey, I'll be back.
Come on, come on. I felt this way. You're keeping the smile on my face. You know exactly how I tick. Every time I light the wick, seems like you're ready to explode. I want you to know.
Hey, this is your boy Jay Fuzz with Jay Floyd. Welcome back. 924 Network, the Dirty After Dark. It's that Tease Me Tuesday. I'm back. So, this is a subject that is interesting, and I want to talk about this. You know, when you're in relationships, everybody fights. Everybody fights. And matter of fact, the next couple of subjects are going to talk about this and the how to do it and how to keep it peaceful. So I brought this up. You know, every relationship gets in fights. Okay, it wouldn't be a relationship if every couple fights. Okay, it's not the fight, ladies and gentlemen. It's how you fight. It's how you argue. Okay, and I believe in fighting clean. Okay. Everybody's going to have disagreements. Everybody's going to, you know, even the most peaceful and loving relationships are going to have disagreements. Strong-willed people will get into disagreements. It's a part of life. We just have to accept it. But it's how you fight. It's how you disagree that's important. Okay? And here's some of the things that you need to look out for when you do get into an argument with your significant other. First of all, first and foremost, there ain't no hitting. There ain't no throwing. There ain't no pushing. There ain't no shoving. No physical altercations of any kind. Okay, ladies? And ladies, you shouldn't be throwing nothing. You shouldn't be getting mad and breaking anything. You shouldn't be trying to hit your man. And fellas, you know you better not lay hands on a woman. Come on, man. No matter how upsetting she gets into the art, she wants to throw down. But you should not have any physical altercation, okay? Another thing, and this is how to fight clean. The ground rules on trying to fight clean. No swearing, no cursing. I know shit, motherfucker, you bitch, you asshole, and yada, yada, yada goes. When you cursing, when you're in that heated argument, that N-word, that beesh, you know. But you shouldn't be swearing, okay? Try to keep that out. So no fighting, literally, no physical blows, and no swearing. Try to keep that to a minimum. Another thing, no overarching generalizations of a person's character, meaning you get into an argument, he's like, you always do this, or you never do this. That's too generalized. That's too blanket. No, he doesn't always do this. And no, she never. There are times that she will and the times that she won't, but not always and never. Don't generalize the argument, okay? Usually the argument is something very specific, so why would you make it so broad in the argument? Okay? You should also realize that there are actually two arguments going on, and this is very important. The argument, there's the one argument is the feelings, and then there's the more argument with the context specific, the logic. You know, I've gotten into arguments with women where they're arguing on pure emotion, and I'm arguing on pure logic, okay? Sometimes the feelings part of the argument gets very intense. And because of it, you can't stay focused with the content. And you have to be able to go back and forth. Like if my argument is logic and her argument is emotion, I got to be able to go over and feel her pain. And she got to be honest, she got to be able to come over on my side and see the logic in my argument. So there's two arguments going on. And sometimes it's the man that's emotional and the woman that's logical. I'm not saying it's, you know, should always be one or the other, but be able to understand that when you're getting into an argument, there's usually, remember they said there's two sides to every story? There's his side, there's her side, and then there's the right side? That's pretty much what it is. Another thing when having a clean argument, ladies and gentlemen, always allow yourself to get a timeout, whether it be 15 minutes, 15 seconds. No judgment. Just walk away, calm down, and get your head together. You might want to go outside and take a smoke break, go outside and get you a drink, go walk the dog, you know, just get you some me time. And ladies and gentlemen, when we put that time out, don't follow them. Don't take it outside. Fellas, if they want to get some time to clear their head and go outside and get a drink or smoke or relax, this is not the time for you to take that argument to their calm place. Ladies, if he wants to go to his car and listen to some music for 5 minutes, you shouldn't be coming outside, bamming on the door, trying to continue the argument. So you got to be able to give that person their time to reflect. Okay? You know, don't take the argument to the calm place. Keep the calm. Take time to calm down so everybody can think rationally. All right? Another thing is don't threaten to leave to get leverage. You know, I'm going to cut you loose if you don't do this. If you don't act right, the relationship is over with. you know, you better get your shit together or I'm leaving. Don't put those idle threats out there. You know, that's playing, that's like playing cards that you'll lose very quickly, you know, because somebody will say, fuck it. And then what's that going to do? If you tell them, if you don't get your shit together, I'm going to leave. Then leave. Then how's that going to make you feel? Ever use the I'm going to leave you as leverage. Not good. Another thing. Don't use your partner to fight past battles. Meaning, if you find yourself saying, you always make me feel like, you always make me feel a certain way. Basically, you're bringing up past, you're bringing up baggage from another relationship and putting it into this relationship. So you ain't cleared those demons. You ain't took care of the situation in the last one, and you're still feeling butthurt, and you're bringing that over to, you know, the relationship you had back in 2013, you're bringing it to 2015. You know, that guy, that girl is different. So why are you still bringing the confrontations and the arguments from your marriage, from your past marriage into your new relationship? You need to leave that alone. Here's another thing: when you know how to fight cleanly and have a meaningful, logical argument, hear what the other person has to say. Literally, repeat back exactly what the other person said. I love doing that. So you said, you just told me that blah, 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 blah. So they understand exactly, they understand that you know what they're talking about. Sometimes when you're fighting, we don't hear what other people say. You know how you're in an argument and you hear what you want to hear. They may be trying to explain something to you, and all you hear is wah, 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 hate, or wah, 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 such and such. You didn't hear the whole statement. All you heard was keywords, catchwords, catchphrases, and you just took off. So really, when you're having a clean argument, listen to what they have to say. They could be hurting. They could be in pain. They just may want to vent. Listen. Another thing. Learn how to apologize quickly and in the moment. Okay? I always say this. Never go to bed angry. Never go to bed upset. Because that's negative energy you're taking with you to sleep when you're trying to calm down. I've been in relationships that individuals will stay mad at me for days on end. How could you keep that grudge and keep that venom spewing for days on end? That's not healthy. It's not healthy for your spirit, not healthy for your soul, not healthy for your body. Learn to apologize. If you're wrong, man up, woman up, and say you're wrong. You know? At least be able to apologize and be man enough and woman enough to say, you know what, that was a slip of the tongue. I was wrong for what I said. I wasn't thinking, and I apologize, and I hope you forgive me, okay? And one of the last things, when you have something difficult to say, start with clarifying your intent. The reason why I'm telling you this is because I care about our relationship and I love you very much. It might be difficult to hear, but if I'm hiding it from you, it will do more damage than telling you. You know, tell them the reason why you snore so damn much, or the reason why I'm telling you that you're snoring is because I love you. The reason why I think you need to do this, or the reason why I feel this way, is because I want to, if by not telling you, it's going to cause problems later on. So be able to do that. Be able to fit that in. And if you can do those things and follow these rules, you're going to have clean fighting, clean disagreements, and nobody's going to jail. No cars are getting slapped. What's that? What Blue said? Blue Control said, I bust the windows out your car? Are you serious? And she's not arrested? So I got about 5 minutes left, and I want to talk about 10 ways to have a peaceful, loving relationship. Goes hand in hand. Great segue. The first thing you want to do is to have a peaceful and loving relationship is to do what you need to do for you. I mentioned this before. A better you makes for a better us. Everybody has personal needs, whether it's going to the gym or spending some quality time alone. You have to honor you first. I'm not saying you can't make sacrifices, but you have to be able to take care of you first. Baby, I know you need to go get your hair done and get your nails done. Have your girl time. Have your moment, because you, by you doing that, makes a better us. Bruh, I mean, ladies, you tell your man, I know we got things to do, we got busy, but you need to go get your beard trimmed, get your hair cut, go take care of some, go do something to better yourself. Go ahead and do it, because that makes a better us. Okay? Another thing is to give people the benefit of the doubt. Okay? Give people the benefit of the doubt. It's tempting to doubt people, to assume that your boyfriend or girlfriend meant to hurt you. But sometimes it was just things happen. It's a slip of the tongue. Give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, caution on the side of good instead of evil. Always don't think that there's a – you shouldn't always think that the shoe's going to drop. Something bad's going to happen. You know, think positive. Be positive. You know, we're not all angels. You know, we all make mistakes. But understand that those are just mistakes. Mistakes are just errors in judgment. There are big mistakes, there are small mistakes, but there are errors in judgment. Nobody's perfect here. So give people the benefit of the doubt. Here's another thing. Look at yourself for the problem first. I know this is hard for us people to deal with, but look, if there's a problem, look at yourself and see what. If you know, if there's a problem, if you know you had 20% to do with the problem, then you need to acknowledge that. If he had 80% and you had 20%, acknowledge your 20%. Look at yourself first. Look at yourself first before you make judgment. What's that? Judge not, for ye shall be judged. Don't throw stones at a glass house. Before you make your assumptions, look back and analyze yourself. Also, be mindful of what you're projecting. Be mindful of what you're blowing out there. If you're not a loyal and trusting friend, you may assume your friends are all out to get you. Okay? Like what it goes back to, you need to be comfortable with yourself. If you got love in your heart and you project that outward, then your mate's going to have love as well. If you got insecurities or indecisiveness or drama or baggage in your spirit, what you're projecting is a negative, and you're going to get negativity. It's the laws of attraction. That's all it is. And it goes back to clean fighting. Choose your battles, people. Choose your battles carefully, okay? Some stuff, well, I always say this, I always put this in my little mantra, my little saying. Shout out to Kenny Rogers and the Gambler. He said, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. While you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. Now, I know I'm trying to get my sing on. I know I must have had a couple of them adult beverages in my system. But you got to know when to pick your battles. This may not be the battle you want to pick at the right time, at the right moment. This Does this happen often? You got to know, ask yourself these questions. Does this happen often? Is it leaving me feeling bad? Does this really matter in the big scheme of things? Can I empathize with their feelings and understand where they're coming from? Do I really want to get into this shit? Do I really want to make war so I should be making love? As Kanye put it, why the hell are we arguing on vacation in front of all these Jamaicans? Okay? Why are we on vacation arguing with these Jamaicans? Okay? So you got to understand that. I'm trying to add a little humor, but you got to understand that. A couple more before I take my break. I know I'm pressed up against the break. In order to have a peaceful and meaningful and loving relationship, you'll be able to confront compassionately and clearly, which goes back to fighting cleanly. Show compassion. Okay? When you attack someone, their first instinct is to get defensive. Okay? They may get loud. They may get, they may get on defensive. Come at a person with compassion and clarity and love. If you come at somebody with a bazooka, they're going to come at you with a tank. If you come at somebody with butterflies and harmony, they're going to be less likely to come at you defensively. You know, what you put out there, it's what's going to come back to you. You put out there love, even in the argument. I know, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of difficult. You got to, even in an argument, put out love. You got to. Here's another thing. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to express your feelings to someone. When you're honest about your past, you open up a whole new gateway. It opens up a whole new chapter in relationship. Okay? Don't be afraid to put your feelings out there to a person that you truly love. You know, if they love you, they're going to respect you. They're going to honor you. They're going to be compassionate, and they're not going to tear you down for you being true about yourself. All right? A couple more things. I want you to think about acting on emotion. Some people just act without thinking. What's that old saying? I did it without thinking. I wasn't thinking right. They do it on emotion instead of logic, and they don't understand the consequences behind it. Okay? When you have a strong feeling, try to sit on it for a while. I know. I'm a victim of that. And they always say go with your gut feeling, but what they're trying to tell you is don't go with your gut feeling right this very minute. Think about your actions. Think about the consequences of your actions. Okay? Understand that when you act on emotion, you get hurt, you get frustrated, you get angry. And then it turns into a bad idea. Oh, my God, I did not think about that. Let's insert I bust the windows out your car. She acted on emotion as her ass got locked up. Couple more. Maintain boundaries. In a relationship without boundaries, you let the other people manipulate you. There has to be boundaries. And then you have to have people to honor those boundaries. You know, you let someone offend you without telling them how you feel about it, is they're overstepping their bounds. If someone says something negative to you, you need to respond back and let them know, I didn't appreciate what you said, and here's why, in a logical way instead of an emotional way. Okay, and the last thing is, I want you to enjoy their company more than their approval. Meaning, when you're desperately seeking someone's approval, your relationship becomes all about what they can do for you, how they can stroke your ego, and what they bring to the table, which can manifest into negative feelings. And this can also drain the other person and create an unbalanced relationship. You should be able to appreciate some person for who they are, not for what they can bring to the table. appreciate them for their character, their love, their integrity, their feelings, and not for what they got, what they gonna get, who they are. That's true love. And if you can do those things, I guarantee you'll create a wonderful, a strong, and a meaningful relationship. I guarantee it. All right? So I know I'm pressed up against the break. I'm going to take a real quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to try to wrap it up. I got so much on the table, but that's how I get down. 924 Network. It's your boy J. Flizzle, J. Floyd. I'll holler at you. What up? It's your boy J. Flizzle, J. Floyd. It's the last segment. Man, I've been gone for a while, but now I'm back. I want to get into so much. So many things I want to get into. God. You know, you got so many topics and so many things you want to get into and you want to do. So whatever I don't get to this time, I will definitely get into the next show. So I'm a man of color. I'm going to speak on it. I am definitely a man of color. And I've been asked, you know, how does one love a man of color? Okay. And it's interesting, you know, men of color are different, just like women of color are different. So how to love a black man? So here's the thing that it was brought to my attention. How do you love a black man? The first thing you want to do is you want to understand that, like, that unlike any other race, he has a fierce need to lead and experience some level of control. Black men have been emasculated in society. And I think I throw that back real quick in rap. Why are all these rappers named Lil and Young? Lil Weezy, Lil Jeezy, Lil Cornbread, Lil Nook Nook, Young Thug, Young Buster, Young This. Those are all emasculating, demeaning names. So when you date a black man, you know that he is very, very fierce. He has to experience a level of control. So you got to understand, for this reason of being mistreated as being less intelligent and less competent, when having a relationship, you know that a black man, wants to reaffirm and reestablish his manhood. That's important, ladies. Understand that. The black man's culture has always been the lesser, the unintelligent, the less competent. So when you get a good man who wants to lead and control, women don't understand that. They don't understand that a black man has to have a level of control. We're not saying dominance. We're not saying overbearing, but he has to have a level of control. To love a black man is to know that there may be some commitment issues. Okay, clearly when you look at the low marriage statistics, most black men have issues committing to one woman, whatever reason, because of the fear of being hurt. The key here is to be patient, ladies, and don't pressure or give him ultimatums or give him something that you make, like I talked about in the last segment, make these demands that you might regret. Okay? No subliminals, put a ring on it, okay? Because, you know what, ladies, you got to understand that a majority of black men grew up in one-parent households. I was fortunate to grow up in two. But the statistics around me of having family members who had one family, one-parent households and growing up, but men, black men are non-committal. Because we are. We are so susceptible of being hurt. We don't want to get hurt. As strong as your man is, he doesn't want to get hurt. So understand that. Ladies, you got to be willing to compromise on some things. All right? You got to be willing to compromise on some things. I know you may be right. But like I told you in the last segment, is it really worth going to blows? Is it really worth going to war? You can compromise. Compromise is he gives a little bit, you give a little bit, and everybody's happy. In the end, we both get what we want, and we're both happy. The relationship is stronger. Okay? Ladies, I'm telling you right now, this is Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio. Your boy Jay Flizzle. Hit me up at 347-857-3969. Brothers love to eat. We love to eat. Whether you're cooking or not, we love to eat. Black men love to eat. Even if you don't know how to cook, please pick up some basics. Ladies, even if you don't know how to cook, at least find his meal. At least find what he likes. Hell, you may not be able to boil waters, ladies, but you better be able to cook. If his favorite is homemade lasagna, you better be able to cook that homemade lasagna just like mama. If his favorite is spaghetti and meatballs, you better be able to cook them spaghetti and meatballs. Come on, ladies, we love to eat. The best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Okay? So, ladies, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do in the kitchen. I'm being honest. Real quick, brothers are charismatic and charming. From our president has undeniable swag. When you see him, the brother's got his own. You have to be pretty secure and understand that it's his nature to have it. You know, black men have always had that swag. You got to be able to deal with the black man's swag, whether it's physical, intellectual, emotional, mental, sexual. Black men got their own swag. And we're all different. My swag is different from the next man who's different from the next man. got to be able to appreciate that. Okay? A few more things. You've got to be able to pamper your man. Pamper your man. Men love to be pampered. Okay? I just found out that there is a huge tourist market for black men to travel to Brazil and to other South American countries and have these sexcations with women of other races. The common theme of this is, ladies, that these women in Brazil and South America know how to cater to the black man. And I hear that men say, these black women don't know how to cater to us. And I know, ladies, you're independent. I know you're independent. I know you're a strong, black, fierce, millennial black woman. But your ass has to be a strong, black, fierce, independent, alone woman if you don't know how to cater to your man. Okay? Rub his feet, massage his shoulders, caress his face, make his ass dinner, serve him inside and outside the bedroom. Hell, stop by the store and get his favorite liqueur. Do something. Make him feel like, treat him like a king and he, ladies, let me say this again. Treat him like a king and he will treat you like a queen. Pampering is contagious and it's reciprocal. It goes both ways. He's going to feel your emotion one day, when you have one of them bad days at work, and they're going to be flowers sitting at your desk for no reason. Pamper your man. And last but not least, ladies, you got to be able to support your man. Ask him about his dreams and his fears. You know, do some research to help him accomplish his goals. Okay, even if it's simple of, like, he wants to start a poker night, then help him all the way up to if he wants to run a business. Help him get his tax ID. Maybe he's trying to better himself physically and get his health together. Help him out with that. Be able to be that woman. Be that support system to your man. A black man is always looking for a ride or die chick. I talked about it in the last segment. If a black man knows that you're his ride or die, that you're going to support him and uplift him, you're golden, ladies. You're golden. Speak positively about him to others. Don't ever bash him, man. Speak positive. Think highly. Always good things. Put that out there in the universe. He's a good man. He's a strong man. He's a positive man. He's a loving man. He's a caring man. Always speak highly of your man. You support him. Internally, externally, it'll go a long way, ladies. You got to be able to do that. You got to be able to support him. And you know what? You got to allow him to be a man. That doesn't mean put up with his bullshit. Okay, ladies? You got to be his number one, his support system, his ride or die. But you got to protect his ego, too. As much as we have our machismo, we also got our egos. And we also need a strong woman, whether black or white. We need a strong woman to understand you got to let him be him. You got to let him do his thing. Because that's what you fell in love with him for. That's what you found so appealing. Was allowing him to be the man, to be the goddamn man. Okay, ladies? So that's how you love a black man. Now, I have so many other things I want to talk about, and I will definitely talk about on the next show, because, fellas, I'm going to talk about how do you love a black woman. Ooh, boy. Man, that may take up 5 shows. But I want to say, hey, it feels so good to be back on the air, and be on the lookout for some more Rough, Rugged, and Raw, Dirty After Dark, sexication, education. So be on the lookout for that. And I just want to say thank you, and I love everybody, all my listeners, all my fans, my family, and my freaks for listening in. Please, I want you to listen in and tell a friend about your boy J. Flizzle, J. Floyd, and You know, I guess I'll holler at you. All right? I'll holler.
Flirting don't hurt. Up in the club, I ain't nothing but a thug, but I never jeopardize her love.